Country Bob FM. It's almanac time. Let's gong people into submission. Tom, you can verify that this is an actual gong.
What? Again, you can't hear.
Yeah, that is. It's quite mesmerizing, isn't it, Tom?
It's amazing the sound effects, the money you spend on sound effects in this studio. I'm flabbergasted.
Spared no expense. Yeah. Spared no expense.
The Almanac Committee was out, you know, over the holidays last year doing wrapping paper, raising funds.
They may or may not be disguised as bell ringers. That's why I've got that bell.
No, you're scared.
So it might be some kind of a scam.
Yeah.
Let's do the this date in history. It's the almanac today, Friday, November 25th, 330th day of the year. We're counting them down. Just 36 left to go. 1783 during the Revolutionary War. 1783. The war was pretty much over.
Yeah.
The results, it was inevitable. Kind of like the Vikings, even before they kicked it off. You knew they were going to lose yesterday. The British evacuated New York on this date, Tom. New York was the last military position that the British had held. And it was goodnight, Irene, for the British.
They were waiting for Trump, I think.
Yeah. 1783. There was a Trump Tower, I believe, in New York at that time.
Right.
1792, the Old Farmer's Almanac was published for the first time. There's one somewhere in the studio.
Yeah. They usually send us a couple
every year.
Here
it is right here. And they're very accurate. Just go back and look. 1792, 1897, Alfred Nobel, he's the guy that the Nobel Prizes are named after.
Yes.
He patented dynamite. He was an inventor, and then he made all this money on dynamite, and then he gave that money in his will to form the Nobel Prizes. And that was 1867. Where would we be without dynamite?
We would not have had kid dynamite.
We wouldn't have had kid dynamite. We wouldn't have tunnels. We would not have...
have railroad.
Yeah.
The cross country.
The Road Runner and Wile E. Coyote.
Right.
Those cartoons would have been no good.
And there'd be a lot more stumps out there in the farm fields.
Acme Dynamite Company.
Right.
1867. 1940. Speaking of cartoons.
Guess who?
There he is,
Woody Woodpecker.
The iconic laugh.
The world heard that for the first time on this date, 1940, as Woody Woodpecker made his debut in an Andy Panda cartoon. So Andy Panda came before Woody Woodpecker. Mm. Woody was knocking on the roof of the panda's house and, of course, causing all kinds of mischief.
And
the name of the cartoon was Knock Knock.
Okay.
That was the name of the cartoon, debuting on this date, 1940. We lost Kennesaw Mountain Landis. He's a Baseball Hall of Famer, not because of his playing, but because he was the first commissioner of baseball. He came in to clean things up after the Black Sox scandal.
Yes, he kind of ruled that, and he levied the bans and the fines.
Was he a big guy? Was he literally a mountain?
He was a big, tall man, yes.
He was 78 when he died. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Bill Bojangles Robinson, died at the age of 71 on this date, 1949. Contrary to popular belief, the song by the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Jerry Jeff Walker, is not about him.
Yeah.
It's about a guy who was in jail with Jerry Jeff Walker, who used the alias of Mr. Bojangles when they asked him in the jail who he was, and then he did a dance, and the whole thing was talking about his dog.
Right.
But the real Mr. Bojangles, who could probably give Neil Freeman some dancing lessons for Fox 9 appearance next year, he was 71. John F. Kennedy laid to rest on this date, 1963, at Arlington National Cemetery as the nation continued to mourn in 1963. Of course, it was yesterday. If we would have been here, we would have talked about Jack Ruby shooting
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yep. That was back in 63. 1976, O.J. Simpson ran for 273 yards against the Detroit Lions.
On Thanksgiving,
And that was, at that time, the most yards rushed for in a game.
Yes.
Walter Payton broke that record in 1977 against the Vikings.
Right.
And that was like 277 or 278. And then Adrian Peterson broke it in his rookie year against the San Diego Chargers, the Metrodome. which I think it's, is it 283 or 293? It's something like that. It's not 300, but he still holds that record.
Isn't it funny how there's like a generation of people that don't know O.J. Simpson was a football player?
They think he's just a murderer.
Yeah, they're like, he had a career before that.
There's a show on ABC, How to Get Away with Murder. I thought it was about O.J.
What was the game?
We're trying to think.
Adrian Peterson. He still holds the record for the single game rushing yards against the Chargers, like in 2007. I just want to know how much is this 283 or 293?
Got it.
Those are the two.
It was 290.
It's something like that. It was less than 300. 1980, Sugar Ray Leonard reclaimed the welterweight title. Roberto Duran said, "No mas."
Oh yeah.
What? Duran has quit. Roberto Duran. There can be no other explanation. Pandemonium in the ring. And Roberto Duran has quit.
There you go. No moss. Apparently, Roberto Duran's trainer forgot to pack the Midol because he claimed he had cramps.
Yeah. You know, if he would have had a couple of Tums, he'd have continued.
That was 1980. Back in
19... Howard Cosell, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, that was Howard. He's classic.
They were running a trailer for a movie about that, about Duran and Leonard. Quite
a 30
regularly.
For 30 or
no,
an
regular movie?
Oh, really?
Yeah pretty regularly yesterday.
Check local listings.
Yes.
We have Chico and we have the man, and we lost the man on this date.
What'd you bring for me?
Oh. Brought you a blanket.
Oh, hey, that's nice, but I'm plenty warm in here.
It's not for you, it's for me. Stuff in your guitar. Muffle the damn thing. It's keeping me awake.
There he is, Jack Albertson. He also played Grandpa Joe on Willy Wonka, the Gene Wilder movie. Jack Albertson died. He was 74 back in 1981.
Talented actor.
1986, President Reagan and Attorney General Edwin Meese. Remember Edwin Meese, don't you, Tom?
For sure.
Remember him well.
Edwin Meese. They revealed that profits from secret arms sales to Iran had been diverted to rebels in Nicaragua. National Security Advisor John Poindexter resigned. Oliver North was fired. The Iran-Contra deal had begun.
Yep.
Not a good time.
No, that was a bad time there.
Made Oliver North a household name.
Yep.
1986. 1998, we lost comedian Flip Wilson. Flip Wilson, 64.
So this is ridiculous. Three dresses in a week, another dress. And she tells him, I didn't want to buy this dress. Made me buy this.
I love when he would go into that Geraldine character.
Oh, hilarious.
Female voice. Flip Wilson was 64, and the whole Ilian Gonzalez saga began on this date, 1999. He's 5 years old. He was rescued off the coast of Florida by fishermen. Of course, it triggered a custody battle between his relatives in Miami and his father in Cuba. It was crazy, and that started 1999. Birthdays today. Lenny Moore. Pretty good. Was he running back, wide receiver, Baltimore Colts with Johnny Unitas?
I would say more of a receiver, but he was versatile, shall we say.
83 today, Football Hall of Famer, and also race car mogul Joe Gibbs is 76 today. Cut his teeth as a coach of the Washington Redskins. He was the coach of their teams in the 80s that went to the Super Bowls. They had the Hogs. They had John Riggins, Joe Theismann. Some pretty good clubs
there.
Beat the Vikings in the what would have been the 87 season NFC Championship game.
Thanks. Wasn't that the Darren Nelson
That's
drop?
When Darren Nelson couldn't come up with the ball and a throw from Whiskey Wade Wilson.
Ooh, man, he was there.
It wasn't a routine catch, though. Yeah. Let's be honest. He had to dive for it, and he wasn't even in the end zone. He would have been down at the one.
Jerry
Keep that
Burns
in mind.
Team that year.
Yeah.
Yes.
Watch the video.
Yeah.
76 for Joe Gibbs. Ben Stein, now he was a speech writer for Nixon and for Ford, but he's best known for this.
Anderson. Here. Bueller. Bueller. Bueller.
Ben Stein. Anybody? Happy birthday. He's 72 today. Now, he was actually by trade an economist. Very smart. And there, if you ever watch Ferris Bueller's Day Off, there's the scene where he's actually giving a economics class.
Yes.
He's giving a lesson on economics. He's ad-libbing that based on his knowledge on economics. That was not written for him. He ad-libbed that.
Pretty impressive. So,
pretty smart guy. He's 72 today. Win Ben Stein's money. You remember that, PT, don't you? It's kind of a game show.
Oh, yeah.
He's 72 today. Happy birthday. Happy 69th birthday to Dan Fielding.
Your Honor, the plaintiff clearly had no malicious intent bomb in my briefcase to antagonize the defendant. The plaintiff had no previous bomb in my briefcase complaints from other neighbors. Therefore, I would like to cite the precedent of Becca versus bomb in my briefcase to illustrate my point.
That was the episode he had a bomb in his briefcase.
Yes.
John Larroquette, 69
Very
today.
Funny guy.
Bucky Dent.
He was in Stripes, too, you gotta remember.
Deep to left. Yastrzemski will not get it. It's a home run. A three-run home run for Bucky Dent. The Yankees now lead it by a score of 3-2.
The light-hitting Bucky Dent in the one-game playoff, 78 baseball season. He hit it over the Green Monster.
Right down the line.
And the Red Sox cited the Babe Ruth curse.
Yeah.
Again. Again.
I was not happy. I was a pretty heavy Red Sox fan at that time.
Not in 67, though.
Not in 67, no. But in 78, when they had George Scott playing first base.
Oh, yeah.
Big George Scott, and they had Jim Rice and Fred Lynn.
They were a good club.
Team. I don't know. And I had a Jim Rice foul ball from a couple of years before that, so I was kind of a fan.
Bucky stinking Dent.
Yeah. How did that happen?
You know, before that, before he hit that home run, he fouled the ball off his leg. And I was watching the video. They pulled out the ethyl chloride. They don't do that anymore.
Oh,
remember
the
little
freeze?
Tube? Yeah, the freeze where
they
freeze.
Yeah,
they
freeze
don't do that anymore. Apparently, I don't know, is that inhumane or it's not. They found that it's not healthy to just start freezing parts and skin on the body.
If you got hit by a pitch or.
They bring the
or,
little.
Yeah.
So Bucky Dent is 65. Do you watch Dancing with the Stars? One of the judges celebrating today.
I don't.
You're like a wild beast that cannot be tamed. If by any miracle you remain in this competition, she's going to end up at the Betty Ford. I don't.
Bruno Tagnoli is 61 today. He was talking to Billy Ray Cyrus there, giving Billy Ray Cyrus critique on his.
So Billy
his
Ray
dancing.
And I dance very similar.
By any miracle, if you're still in this competition, must not have been a good performance from Billy Ray.
Jim Neal watches Dancing with the Bears.
Dancing with the Fox 9 anchors is what he should be. Amy Grant, happy birthday. The wife of Vince Gill.
Yeah, Mrs. Vince Gill right there. She's got some skills.
Light Rock on Bob FM. That's the debut or the duet that she did. Kind of her first big hit was the duet with Peter Cetera.
Sure.
Next Time I Fall in Love. Then she had Baby Baby and a couple of others. And, of course, has been heavily involved in gospel music.
Yes.
That's been kind of her main genre. She's 56. Chip Kelly, football coach, current coach of the 49ers. He was coach of the Eagles. He brought that whole up-tempo offense thing to the NFL that he had at Oregon. It just hasn't taken off, has it?
Mm-mm.
He's 53. Billy Burke is 50 today. He played Bella Swan's father in the Twilight movies.
Mm.
50 today. Christina Applegate. Happy birthday, 45. She was Miss Corningstone. Remember her in Anchorman? Very good. Opposite of Will Ferrell.
Oh, it was very good.
Didn't she get her start on Married with Children?
Well, sure.
Kelly Bundy.
Yeah.
Is there any actual food here? Do I just stand by a bug light with my mouth open?
Happy birthday, Christina Applegate, 45. And she, of course, was part of that
hilarious.
The best skit ever. On Saturday Night Live, top five at least, with Matt Foley.
Yes. Yeah.
Matt Foley with Chris Farley and David Spade, etc.
And my mother,
Christina.
River.
She does a good Cher impersonation, too. She's 45. Donovan McNabb was a Viking there for a short period of time, throwing balls at players' feet. He was somewhat inaccurate. And, of course, he also didn't know the rules of the NFL.
Well, I've never been a part of a time. Never even knew that was in the rule book. But, again, you know, it's part of the rules, and we have to go with it. So, you know, I was looking forward to the next opportunity getting out there and trying to drive to win the game. But
he didn't know the rules that a game could end in a tie.
Right.
He's been
back a few years ago.
He's been highly recruited by a lot of junior college baseball teams to practice throwing short hops to their short.
Well, that's
their,
the way it should
infielders.
Be. Infielders. Donovan McNabb is 40.
No doubt.
The Bush daughters, Barbara and Jenna, they're 35. Happy birthday. They are twins. And Joey Chestnut, we call him Joey Chest Pains because he eats a lot of processed meats and hot dogs. But he has won the hot dog eating contest for years and years. He beat Kobayashi.
Yes.
Who had won it for so many years. Now Joey Chestnut has dominated, and he's 33. We hope that he sees 34.
Right.
If he keeps eating the way he does, though, he might not. 33, happy birthday.
Speaking of keeping some Tums on hand, I'm sure he
does. That would be a good thing.
Yeah. Gone but not forgotten list today, financier and philanthropist Andrew Carnegie.
One of the men who built America.
1835 for the, he was into the steel scene, I believe. Andrew Carnegie, 1835. Activist Carrie Nation was born in the state, 1846. Great name, certainly.
Now you remember her. She was the one, she was anti-drinking before.
Right. Before Prohibition.
Before Prohibition, she would take a hatchet.
Yep.
Into these bars and would bust up the kegs of beer, you know, the barrels, the wood barrels. She'd break glasses.
The whiskey, She formed the Women's Christian Temperance Union.
Yes, she did.
And she was a teetotaler. 1846 for Carrie Nation. Hockey Hall of Famer Eddie Shore, 1902. And Mr. Coffee married Marilyn Monroe, but he was really the Yankee Clipper.
Jolton Joe
DiMaggio. Hockey, or should say Baseball Hall of Famer, 1914. Him and his brother Dom both played, but Joe's skills clearly outclassed his brother Dom.
Will his record 56-game hitting streak ever be broken? 1941, right? Is that the year?
Yes, I believe it was. I don't think anybody will. I don't know. It's been close a couple of times. People have gotten into the 40s, I think.
Paul Molitor did.
Yeah.
Didn't he get to 44?
He got to 44. Somebody else got into the 40s.
Pete Rose had a long one.
Yeah. But
Kenny Landreau has the longest Twins hitting streak.
37, something like that, I think it was, for Kenny Landreau. Joe DiMaggio, born on this day, 1914. 6 years later on this day, Emmy Award-winning actor, and he really enjoyed rich Corinthian leather.
He did.
Ricardo Montalban.
And making fun of Tattoo.
Yes.
Hervé Villechaize. Or using his head for a drink holder.
Right. But we also know him as Khan in the Star Trek movies.
I don't know you. But you... I never forget a face. Mr.
Chekhov.
Isn't it?
Oh, he was great.
He was great. He was so good. That's one of the great movies of all time. He was evil.
That was City Alpha 6.
Yeah.
They thought they were on City Alpha 5, but it was City Alpha 6. Yikes. Look out, Chekhov.
Ricardo, he put those...
And the captain, the Reliant,
creepy, crawly things in their ears. Oh, my gosh. It just gives me the willies. He was in so many great things. Ricardo Montalban, born on this day, 1920. Jazz singer Etta Jones was born on this day, 1928. And attorney and George Magazine founder John F. Kennedy Jr. was born on this day, 1963.
So he would have been three years old. That was his birthday, the day that his father was laid to rest.
When he was seen saluting the casket, he was turning 3 years old. Unbelievable. He's gone, but not forgotten.
Fact checker, anything that...
DiMaggio's hit streak was 41. The next closest is Willie Keeler with 45 games, technically in a two-season. Pete Rose also had 44. The Paul Molitor was 39 you guys were looking for. Kennesaw Mountain Landis, 5'7", buck 25. He's named Kennesaw Mountain
Kennesaw Mountain. 6'4 guy. That must...
He was tiny.
His parents couldn't think of the name for the baby, and since they'd been fighting at the Battle of Kennesaw Mountain, there you go. Adrian Peterson, 296.
Gotcha.
Record.
Hey, Bob FM.
Oh, play me some mountain.